keep your fork. The best is yet to come. I'd like to begin with a story. And although it is set in an American context, it has helped me reflect on today's passage in the context of his kingdom. There was a young woman who had been diagnosed with terminal cancer and had been given 3 months to live. So she called her vicar, asked him to come over because she wanted to put things into place and plan her funeral service. The songs she wanted sung, the scripture she wanted read. As they got to the end of their discussion and the vicar was getting ready to leave, she suddenly realized that she had forgotten about something important. She excitedly said to him, "Please make sure that I'm buried with a fork in my right hand." The vicar looked at her puzzled. And unlike Steve, he was lost for words. She went on to explain. There was a story that her grandmother had told her when she was very young, and she had made it a point to share it with those she loved and those who needed encouragement. It was about that time at a lunch or dinner party when dishes were being cleared away after the main course, when inevitably someone would lean over and say, "Keep your fork." Now, for those of you with a sweet tooth, I'm sure you'd agree that something better was to come. A scrumptious warm chocolate brownie with vanilla ice cream, or a homemade apple pie. Something wonderful and something of substance. She said to the vicar, "I want people to see me there, buried in the coffin, and ask, 'What's with the fork?' Then I want you to say, 'Keep your fork. The best is yet to come.'" Even in death, this young woman was committed to keep on sowing. In order to fulfill his kingdom's purposes, we need to ensure that we are growing and sowing. Growing deep roots to deal with the challenges that come along, and sowing into others' lives. When it comes to this passage, it's easy to think about the people we know and put them into the various soil categories. The shallow, rocky soil, or those stuck in the thorny soil. It's easy to direct this message outwards. However, I believe that Jesus is telling us to be mindful of our role as sowers and growers in the kingdom, for the best is yet to come. The book of Matthew is a good place to start. Matthew was one of the disciples who responded promptly to his call. He gave up his life of tax collecting and began a new life. His skills of record keeping and attention to detail were given new purpose. In the chapters preceding Matthew 13, we find Jesus instructing his disciples and sowing into their lives. In chapter 11, Jesus went on to teach and preach in the towns of Galilee. When Jesus spoke to the crowds, he used many parables to explain deep spiritual truths by use of everyday illustrations. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 13 and look at verse 1. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the lake. Now, the thing about sowing is that it needs us to be intentional. We choose to step out of our comfort zones and sow into the lives of our colleagues at the workplace, our friends and acquaintances, and even strangers that we cross paths with at the bus stop or the supermarket. Verse 4. As he was scattering the seed. Jesus and the sower in this passage are known to spread the seed indiscriminately, and we are asked to follow suit and sow generously. Continuing at verse 4. Some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. Still other seed fell on good soil, where it produced a crop, 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown. In verses 19 to 23, Jesus explains the implications of the different types of soil. We learn that the conditions must be right for God's word to produce a harvest in our lives. I'd like to suggest three things that we could do to cultivate our hearts and enable Jesus to work in our lives. They all begin with P, to help us remember. Plow the soil. The seed that is sown along the path is easily preyed on by birds, and in our lives by the wiles of the evil one, whose primary aim is to displace the word of God. The path is that section of the soil that is trodden on and hence becomes hard and impenetrable. In the same way, God's word cannot work in our lives if our hearts are hardened by stubbornness or arrogance or even disillusionment that comes from the unfortunate circumstances that life can throw up. Whether it be the death of a loved one or recent events like the London and Manchester attacks or the Grenfell fire. We need to plow the soil in relation to our roles of sowing and growing. In sowing, we pray in preparation and then reach out, like we did at the community fete. In growing, we examine our lives in the light of His word by spending time in Bible study and prayer. Just like communication is important to any relationship, so also our relationship with Jesus. That may mean that we need to forego some telly time or browsing through our friends' interesting updates on Facebook. What Jesus is saying to us today is not just for the person sitting next to you, so don't nudge, or for our husbands or wives, however stubborn they may be, but for each one of us. Moving on to the second P, put down roots. Now, rocky soil refers to a layer of shallow soil that's on top of solid rock. So as the seeds begin to germinate, they're unable to put down roots that will withstand the test of time or the elements of scorching sun, rain, hail, or storm. Have we hidden His word in our hearts that we may not sin against Him? We need to put down roots that will withstand the trials of calamity and persecution that can come from professing the word of God. So how can we do this in practical ways? Being a regular and active member of the church. In Hebrews chapter 10, He tells us not to give up on meeting together. God knows that we cannot survive alone. We need the encouragement and support of a church family, and St. Stephen's is a great place to start. Joining a midweek connect group, coming to morning prayer or other prayer meetings at church, or even serving in a team such as worship, vision and sound, hospitality, children's work. And I'm sure any of the leaders here would be more than happy to talk to you if you're thinking through this at the moment. Let's move on to the third P. Pull out the weeds. Now, the problem with weeds is that they soak up the water and nutrients that are supplied to nourish the plants. They also choke and stifle the plants. So also with the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth or reoccurring sin that choke the word and the work He has begun in our lives, making it unfruitful. One of the recent weeds in my life has been a situation at work that a few of you are aware of. And it has been a daily struggle to keep my eyes fixed on Jesus and remember that He holds my every tomorrow. Pulling out the weeds of anxiety comes through prayer and the support of good friends. But another weed that has cropped up in this situation is the bitterness that I have been experiencing. And it is taking a monumental effort at present to change my behavior, focus on the things that matter, and to avoid falling back into the sin of dwelling on it and acting out in my bitterness. What is it that your heart truly desires? If you could have everything you wanted, and in exchange had to forfeit eternal life with Jesus, would those things be so desirable? This reminds me of the time that my mom was diagnosed with terminal cancer and didn't have long. She had desires. A desire to see her first grandchild, who was born 11 weeks premature. A desire to see our home in London. But in her wisdom, she told me that if those desires were fulfilled, human inclination is that we desire some more. So whilst everyone around her was asking God why, she said, why not? And trusted in his perfect will. The four types of soil that Jesus talks about in this passage represent different responses to God's message. People respond differently because they are in different states of readiness. Some are hardened, some caught up in shallow living, some distracted by worries, and others are receptive. What about us? What kind of soil are you? Have you and I allowed God's word to take root in our lives? Let's take a few moments to reflect in our hearts and to respond to what Jesus is saying to us today. You know, and Jesus knows, your history, your background, your faith journey that's brought you here to where you are at today. And here at St. Stephen's. Do you need to plow the soil? Is there a hardened section of your heart that you're holding back from Jesus? Do you need to put down stronger roots? Has he been prompting you to get more involved in the life of the church? Do you need to pull out weeds? Is there something in your life that you need to let go of? What is it that we need to focus on to align our lives with his kingdom purposes? Whatever it is, let's offer it to God today and allow his Spirit to come and help us as we journey on with Jesus. Come, Holy Spirit. Come and have your way. You know us, each one of us. You know what we struggle with. Father, I pray that you will plow. And I pray, oh Father, that you will help us to put down those roots, oh Father. Come hail, come storm, Father, so that we can stand rooted in you. And Father, all the things that we struggle with, we offer up to you. Because we know that in our strength we can't. But you can. Father, we thank you that when our lives are wrapped in you, we thank you that the best is yet to come. Father, we pray that you will bless each one of us and that we will take your word with us wherever we go, that we will just keep growing and we will keep sowing, for we belong to you. In Jesus' name. I'd like to close with a few verses from Ephesians chapter 3. And I pray that you being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Amen. God bless you.